This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right, everybody, welcome to the Tom Chenault Show. This is Marianne Niehaus, and while Tom is traveling or world travels, we, John Fogg and I, we are going to be hosting the Tom Chenault Show. So this is going to be fun. John, are you there? John, can you hear me? Yeah, good, good, good.
Oh, and now you sound wonderful. I can actually hear you. How are you?
Oh, I am great. Yeah, I'm excited. This is going to be fun. We're going to be doing the Tom Chenault Show for a couple weekends here. We got some great guests. We've got a great guest today. And so what's going on, John? How's life been?
Life has been hot, and I'm hotter than you are. Right now I'm looking at Longmont as 90 degrees.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are you?
98.
Are you over 90?
Yeah.
98,
and I mowed the lawn walking. So, God bless me.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Yeah, I was just out for a few minutes. I grabbed some lunch. It was a little toasty out there. You know, we're a lot closer to the sun than you are.
You're closer to the sun than I am?
I think so. Aren't we? We're like a mile high up there.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
yeah.
Fly into Denver and your ears don't pop. I remember that.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, we've got some great stuff going on in network marketing these days, you know.
Oh.
Lots of good.
Great. Oh, my goodness. We got
what?
Some crazy stuff going on. Well, that whole Herbalife thing is utterly extraordinary.
Yeah, Yeah, are we going to talk about that next week a little bit?
We are. Kevin Thompson.
Yeah. I love Kevin.
He's going to translate everything into English.
Good, so we understand.
We got a guest today who's going to translate politics into English. So the law and politics are both foreign languages to me. I don't know about you.
You know, the whole politician. political circus that's going on is pretty crazy. But, you know, yeah, we have a great guest today. And what I want, you know, when we get her on here is, you know, you talk about that young girl and where she started off entrepreneurship into, you know, ending up on the floor of the Republican convention. So anyway, we will...
She's an extraordinary woman. I did her for the Greatest Networkers book, and she's just really remarkable. She just has, and she said this from the stage at the Republican National Convention, that she's retired her husband. She's a power, you know, the cliche is the powerful woman entrepreneur, and this is one. I'm fascinated by how she got onto that platform at the Republican National Committee. And so why don't we cut to the chase and speak with her, Michelle Van Etten. Are you with us, sweetheart?
I am.
How?
Welcome.
Thank
how
you.
Did you
I'm so
get
glad
there?
How did I get there?
Yeah.
I went, well, I'm part of the women's, Business Women for Trump organization, and I flew from Florida to California to be in that group. I want to start the group here in Florida. So my goal was to go there, find out about it, become a part of it, and then bring it here. And so I, myself and Kimberling were quoted in a paper while we were there. There was about 130 women there. And a lot of us have the same issues with the way things are today. So one of my biggest ones is Common Core.
Say it again. One of your biggest ones is what?
One of my biggest issues is Common Core.
So explain that for people who don't know what it is, will you, dear?
Yeah. Common Core is the way they are systematically downplaying and downgrading our education system. They think that it's good, the politicians that are putting this into force. It's in 45 states right now, but most of them are trying to get rid of it because once they put it in, they realize that it has a lot of flaws, and that being Common Core. One of the problems I have is they're taking creative writing out of the school. The kids aren't learning to be creative anymore. They're learning how to solve problems from a very systematic perspective, 144 steps for a five-year-old or a fifth grader to solve a simple math problem sounds a little odd to me because if you mess up one of those steps, then obviously you're not going to get it right. And there is no half credit. And so I was just sitting there looking at this, and I'm going, why are they doing this to our children? They're not teaching them cursive writing. So how are they going to read the Constitution? How are they going to know what the Declaration of Independence says? How are they going to be able to sign their name? And, you know, with all the other things that they're taking out of the school systems, I decided that we were going to pull our own children. And we're blessed enough that we are both able to stay home, that we are able to homeschool. And my husband does the homeschooling because my children would drive me absolutely crazy if I tried to do it.
You're the second person I've heard today that the wife is doing the big deal and the husband's home taking care of the kids. I like it.
Well, my husband did it for 20 years in the Navy. He retired and did private contracting for SOCOM. He has top security clearance. He was doing information assurance for SOCOM and Pharma for 8 years. They didn't want to lose him. He's one of the best they had. They like begged him to stay. And I begged him to come home.
And you won.
And I won.
So I have spoken to a large audience. I was in Moscow's Olympic Stadium in front of 25,000 people. And when I walked on stage, I almost wet my pants. How did you keep it together there in Cleveland? That must have been an extraordinary experience.
It was an extraordinary experience, and I obviously didn't keep it together as well as I would like to have. I gave it everything I had. It doesn't help when the prompter in front of you goes out. That doesn't work out so well.
Oh, but, no.
That's okay, though. I said it in my speech, and I meant it very clearly. In life, to get anywhere, you have to learn how to fail forward. You just have to keep going and never quit. So I don't think there's a stage now that I'll be afraid of after looking at 50,000 people and a million people elsewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. I was just thinking about the number of people in the hall. But did you have any kind of, like, haunting that there were millions and millions and millions of people watching on the internet, streaming on TV, listening on the radio? Wow, what an audience, girl.
Yeah, well, there was a couple of things that it was a huge audience. And I got billed incorrectly, and they said that I had 100,000 employees. So I had the news really watching me carefully because they were like, well, who is this person? And it made things very interesting. It was so exciting. The experience itself, nothing can ever come close to that, I don't think. Because after I gave my speech, for the rest of the event, we spent it in the president's trustees' suite. Because we met a couple of the girls that liked the speech. And so that's where I kind of watched the rest of the event from.
Very cool. You're hanging out with the biggies, Michelle.
I hung around a couple of congressmen and a congresswoman and some other people. Yeah, it was really fun.
Were they curious about your business? Because you were, I mean, you blatantly said home-based business, standing up there on the stage.
Were they curious about my business? A lot of them weren't curious about that, about my business per se. They were curious as how I was considered a small business owner, but the ones that actually I talked to afterwards, they were more curious about how I was found. Because I mean, I do own a small business, I have a whole house that I have as a design studio. And that is my small business. Now, it is related to a home-based business, but it's still a small business, and I had to make that distinction. But I like the fact that I got network marketing out there. I just wasn't allowed to say it.
Right.
They prohibited you from saying network marketing?
They didn't prohibit me, but I had a few people from different areas contact me and say that it would probably be wise not to. Now, actually, the opposite of the campaign, they wanted me to say it.
That's interesting.
He's proud of it.
Do you know the I want to ask you more about that. Do you know what the concern was from the people who were concerned?
That it opens another can of worms, but not necessary.
Well, Mr. Trump's campaign has been famous for opening up cans of worms, so I'm surprised that they were concerned
exactly.
about that.
Yeah, you know, his campaign is ran on a lot of what people aren't saying out there. They're too afraid to because they have to be politically correct. And his campaign is, no, you don't. You can say what you want. And I'm a good example of that he didn't choose the most polished person to represent small business because that's not really truly who small businesses are. The most polished person. It's the person that's learning how to get through it. Because once you're polished, you're usually not a small business anymore.
I understand. Do you have any sense of how you were received, Michelle?
I was received very well by the network marketing, the entrepreneurial people. I was received very poorly by the liberals, the more liberal media especially. And, you know, I guess the message I can say is that 30 people who are on the fence are no longer on the fence. 30 women and men contacted me. They were small business owners. And they said, thank you for sticking up for the little guy, the one that mostly gets overlooked by the political machine.
You know what? We're going to take a break here in just a few minutes. But, Michelle, I want to talk a little bit more about that because I think something that you said that was really profound is that this country is ran on small businesses. There are more people employed by small businesses than large corporations. So we're going to take a break. This is the Tom Chenault Show with Marianne Niehaus, John Fogg, and we'll be back right after this.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Paycom Attorney Spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Right, we are back. It is Saturday. We are live on the Tom Chenault Show. I'm Marianne Niehaus. I'm here with my co-host and a very famous John Fogg. That was a good first segment. What do you think?
All right, I'm fascinated by the whole thing. I know you want to drill into small business and its importance. One of the things that I think would be great for Michelle to speak a little more about is what she knows about this campaign's interest in and support of network marketing. She said that the campaign itself is very positive to network marketing, and that's good news, especially in today's environment with Herbalife and the stuff that's going on. Michelle, can you say more about that?
Well, I can't put words in their mouth, but it was in my speech that was written, and they were going to allow that with the wording. He's very pro entrepreneur. So we are entrepreneurs at the highest level. We own our own businesses. We are our independent contractors. We do not have a boss. We are our boss, and he's very much for that. And he's also been part of, from what I understand, a company himself at one point. He was speaking for a company. How was it? Somebody was telling me the other day. So he's had an affiliation with the company or with the network marketing model. And I know it's been quoted in different things before. But I think it's just for anybody who wants to make it in this world having a chance. You know, the America right now, there's different classes of people, and they're separated either by education or this or that. And in our business, none of that matters. And that is so important because that is the real dream of America, being able to come here or live here and be able to prosper at a high level. no matter what your educational level is.
Got it.
And
Marianne, you wanted to ask Michelle a little more about the business of small business and how important it is.
Well, I mean, before doing what I'm doing now, network marketing and being on the radio show, I owned my own marketing advertising business for, 18 years. And I was a, solely woman-owned business, very successful. We had great clients like Subaru and Level 3 and Digital Globe and, largest North American manufacturer of heart-lung machines. We did a lot of medical stuff. But, I was a small business, and I employed a few people and had some contractors. And a lot of the people that I worked around were small businesses as well. It started to become very, more and more complicated with taxes and with this and with that. And so it was less attractive being a small business owner in that aspect. So when I started looking at what I loved about owning my own business and what I didn't love, my list of what I loved was very short, but ironically, it fit perfectly with network marketing. And so I think this country, I think what you were saying is that a lot of our entrepreneurship, right, whether it's network marketing or owning a small business, more traditional, America stood on that for a long time. And so with what Michelle's saying is that it really does kind of flatten, the playing field here. It doesn't matter if you, came from a rich family and have a great education or you came from, Harlem or wherever. It doesn't matter in network marketing because you don't need that huge amount of money to get started. All you need is passion and desire. And so that's what, when she was saying that our nation has been built on that, I want to agree with you. And knowing that I've been on both sides of it, but, I guess you kind of answered it because I think you're right. I think this administration supports that.
Michelle.
Small business.
Michelle, what attracted you to network marketing? What, when you first committed to it, when you first said, I'm going to try this, what was it you saw? You were
Hang on. You know what? We're going to go to a commercial here in just a minute. So, Michelle, I want you to think about that because I loved what you said about how your entrepreneurship started when you were a very, very young girl.
Circuses. The girl was doing circuses.
So, I love that. So, we're going to take a little break here. It's kind of a long break, but we'll be back and we'll hear what Michelle Van Etten has to say about her desire to be a network marketer when she grows up.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You could be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, we are back on the Tom Chenault Show. This is Marianne Niehaus with my co-host John Fogg and Michelle Van Anten. So, Michelle, you had a little time to think through the question from John.
Let me inject something in there, which I thought about, because I had a little time to think about the question, too. Clearly, Michelle, you could do anything. I mean, you stood on the stage of the Republican National Convention in front of 50,000 people with X million watching you on their screens. I mean, you can do whatever you want, girl, and you do network marketing. What's up with that?
John, that's the easiest one to answer of all. The reason why I do network marketing is because I love it. I love helping other people. It's about serving somebody else. It's not about serving myself. I like being able to know that I'm going to take care of other people's dreams, because a mentor of mine, Keith Hall, once said that All he cares about is making sure that everybody else's dreams come true, because when he makes everybody else's dreams come true, then his dreams ultimately are going to come true as well. And I live by that. So I'm always wanting to make sure that I'm helping other people. I can tell you right now, I don't see politics in my future ever. It's not my arena. I like having freedom. Just like my son wanted to go to the movies today. It was nice, even though it's a Saturday. Some people are doing other things. I'm able to take him. If it was a Monday, I'd be able to take him too. He stays home with us, so that's something that I'm able to do. And I think that that freedom is the most important thing to me. So it's time freedom.
Is that one of the reasons why you homeschool your kids? It's kind of like network marketing for kids.
You know, it is, and I have a funny story on that one too. My daughter, she started cheerleading, and they're the best in the world, basically, this area that we live in. The cheerleading, they do a lot of competition, and they're ranked number one in the world in a lot of the different categories. So they have tryouts for 3 days. Well, she did the tryouts. Well, this cheerleading competition, it's probably going to cost us about $11,000 this year. But at first I was like, you know, why don't you take another year? You've only been in this for like 2 months. Let's give this some time to build up, and then you'll be in a higher level when you start competition. Said, Mom, are you going to destroy my dream? I did the work to get the job done.
Wow.
You've been taking lessons from her mother.
I'm not going to destroy your dream. I'm going to be doing a lot of cheerleading competitions coming up. So, yes, I am. I'm teaching my children the same values that my dad taught me and my mom taught me, and that was that you just, you know, anything you dream you can do or have, as long as you're willing to do the work. And when it came to network marketing, let me tell you, I failed forward a lot. I fell flat on my face a lot, too. But it's just getting back up. You have to always get back up, dust yourself off, read another couple of books because you're only as good as what you learn, and get back out there and go again.
What were the, Michelle, what were the kinds of things that you messed up? I mean, forgive me, and I'm not being a Pollyanna, but I can't imagine you screwing up.
Thank you for your vote of confidence. I am very happy to have that. Saying way too much to people. As some people would say, it's almost like throwing up on them. You're trying to give them the whole entire story all at one time. And that's not what we do. All we are is tour guides. We guide them to the information so then they can make an educated decision. And you have to become the type of person that you want in your business. I call it level up. And these things take time. You have to invest in it. It's, you know, listening to the Tom Schnapp show will do that for you. You're investing in your future. Listening to your corporate calls will do that for you. You're investing in your future. But too many people give up before their future is ever, even the, just as that little itty bitty sprig is starting to come out, they're already ready to whack it down because they thought it didn't work. You have to have perseverance.
In your previous professional life, that was all about you talking at people and you kind of convincing them. But network marketing, you found by experience, you can't do that.
Yes. Yes, because I taught scrapbooking all over the world. So I was teaching people constantly, but I was talking at them, telling them what they needed to do. And in this business, you have to encourage people to want to dream again. And you have to provide a reason for them to want to do the things that it takes to build a business.
How do you connect with people in such a way that you're having a conversation about their dreams? That's not normal conversation.
I guess it's because I start talking, you talk in story. So I talk about my own dreams. Or I ask them questions about things that they've dreamed. You know, where would they like to go? If they could travel anywhere, where would it be? Jim and I are planning to go in October to Italy because it's on my bucket list. I want to go to the Amalfi Coast. I want to go to Positano, actually. But I'm going to the Amalfi Coast. And that dream has been on my dream board I've had it in my heart that I've wanted to go there for 12 years, but it's been on a dream board for the last four. It wasn't one that was coming true immediately, but lots of other ones did, so it's still on that board. I think dreaming, so many people forget how to, and when you start to slowly teaching people to dream about something even small to start and help them get success right away, then they can start to dream bigger and bigger and bigger. Because where my dreams are now is a lot different than what they were before. But that's all based on your why. Why are you doing something? For me, my why has always been, I want my children to believe that any dream they have is possible. So if I gave up, what was I telling them? That there was a dream that wasn't possible for mom? Well, how are they ever to believe anything is possible if their own mother gives up?
I got it. Michelle, are you paying any attention to the stuff that's going on with Bima and Herbalife in the network marketing business now?
I can honestly say no. I've had my head in a few other places lately, so
I can't understand why.
Look at that. I try to stay out of that as much as possible. I know that these things are going to affect all of us if we don't watch out. And so I just try to stay and do the best I can all the time. And one, not make claims, so I don't get myself in trouble that way. But I don't have enough information. I guess I need to do my research. So that's something I'm going to plan on doing. Because I guess something with Herbalife came through the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's a biggie. And certainly the claims are part of it. And it's interesting, you know, you talk about connecting people with their dreams. Where do we draw a line between connecting people with their dreams and, quote, claims? Fascinating distinction, which people are going to have to work out. Another one is an emphasis on retail sales. What is your opinion of that in your business building?
Most all of my business is retail sales.
Say more.
Or customer sales. I have a very strong customer base.
And so when you're speaking with people, is there a general approach that you use? Do you look for customers predominantly?
Well, my emphasis these days is a little different. So because I'm working in fashion a lot, they're always customers.
Got it.
So, and where do I find them? They're lawyers, they're doctors, they're company owners, they're politicians, they're actresses.
And how do you meet them? Is that the normal course of events for you?
Lately, it has been. lots of charities.
You just met. As I say, you just met a plethora of women.
what was that?
I said you just met a plethora of women who could become customers.
Oh, I did. I've got like 50 cards of women that I have to contact that either love something I was wearing or the speech, and they want to connect. I have 130 women that connected with me right as I got back. But it's fun. If I were to tell but most networkers, if you're looking for how to make that distinguish between saying too much and saying too little or getting them to dream, my distinction is saying enough to get them interested, to have them do the research, say less than what you really believe as far as like how big that dream is, because less is always more. And don't let people overstate things. The problem we've run into, most people say they make this much money when they don't, or they have this big a team when they don't, or they have this. It's too many claims that are not right.
John?
Yeah, I was just, unfortunately, running around thinking about that, because I do think that that's one of the ways that we've really created the problems we're facing right now, is these unrealistic claims. And I think that it came, Marianne and Michelle, I think it comes out of fear that what we've got isn't really good enough. So we've got to expand it and go over the top about it to
right.
really get their attention. And that's clearly not so.
You know what? There's something here, too, that I think is kind of ironic, because when I owned my own business, not one person asked me what I made. But in network marketing, everybody asked me what I'm making. All right, we're going to talk. We're going to take a little break, and we'll come back on the other side about that. And so, what you know, like you said, how do you represent success without really just spilling the beans? We'll be back. This is Tom Chenault Show with Marianne Niehaus, John Fogg, and Michelle Van Inn.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, we are back on the Tom Chenault Show. It's Marianne Niehaus with John Fogg. This is our last segment. So, Michelle, kind of like what you said, John, I think people are asking us this question, and we feel like we need to inflate it because we want them to think that we're more successful than we are. But it's just interesting how that question in my other, you know, traditional business people, just they don't ask you how much you make. So why is it okay?
You know, I think that people have a tendency to forget that this is a business. And they start to get really rude and disrespectful. I think the rudest question anybody could ask somebody is, oh, well, how much do you make? I can tell you that when we start looking at statistics, right, the top 5% in America make 100,000 or more. So that means 95% of America does not make $100,000. If that's the case, then why would somebody have the audacity to ask how much money you make? You're offering them an opportunity. Their choice and how they handle that opportunity is totally up to them. What I make is never going to dictate what somebody else makes because it depends on how much they're willing to learn, how hard they're willing to work, and how many times they're going to fall flat on their face, get themselves back up, dust themselves off, learn from that experience, and go out there and do it again.
Michelle, correct me if I'm wrong, and you've got the experience to put in that direction. I think we create that how much do you make question and those money questions because we make such a big deal out of here's what you can make, here's, you know, you can make this, you can make that, you can make. We're bound to get those questions if that's our approach with people. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense, and I think it's a dumb approach. So if somebody is going out there and they're flashing their car, your car can be a symbol of your success, and if it's a bonus that's offered by the company, then yeah, hey, guess what? When you get to this level, then you can earn this kind of car, or you can earn the money for this car. That's outside of what you're making, per se. And so I see the car as a little different unless you're driving a Ferrari and you're like, hey, yeah, my business is doing this. And hey, yeah, I'm making this much money. It's not wise to do. I would suggest always err on the side of caution because people see success in different ways. Not everybody sees how much money you make as a precursor of your success. They see how happy you are.
Do you
think make people understand what you're doing and who you are? Show your lifestyle. Not in the grandiose sense, but just what you do every day. How you have fun.
Do you
want to be around people who are having a good time and enjoying life?
Michelle, do you think that's a gender thing? Because in my observation, women don't pitch the money, the cars, the houses, the Rolexes. Women talk about something else.
You know, that very much could be a gender thing because men are looking at it as, okay, well, I'm supposed to have a powerful job and I used to be this or they're looking at it as they have to make it as powerful as it would be as if they worked at a law firm. And that's just not the case. It might be that way for them now, but their mouth is going to cause it to be not that way for no one.
And so what do you find is the mood out there that most people are responding to? What do they want most?
What is it? I'd say it's higher than this. 3 out of 5 people don't even dream anymore. So they don't know what they want. And we have a country running around trying to hurt each other, and they don't even know why. They have these causes, but they really actually, I don't even think, understand what their cause is half the time. And so we just have to make what we do legitimate. Not overclaim, not underdeliver, and overpromise. Just be legitimate. Be proud of what you do. Be a success at what you do, and help others do that too.
Very cool. Well, you certainly embody that, woman.
Great stuff.
Thank you.
Today, we had a little training, and they said something. You have to be willing to be bad long enough to become successful, you know, in this business. And I think what you were saying about that earlier, where people will, you know, they'll stop early on before they've actually read the books or did the things that they needed to do to create that success. And so a lot of times when people step back and take a look at this, they're not willing to put the time in. They're not willing to do what they need to do. But it sounds like you've done exactly that. You've done everything that you've needed to do to get to where you're going, but you're still growing, because we all are.
Right. I treat it like a college education, right? You go to school for 4 years, but I just get paid to go to school.
Very good.
Right.
If it's a legitimate job, I have to learn my task. If I was learning how to lay tile, I'd have to learn all the tools. I'd have to get all the tools. I'd have to learn how to do it effectively, make sure all the lines are straight, right? This is kind of the same
thing. Exactly.
The first thing
all
I
right,
have
to well, do we're
is, done. What's your book look like?
Michelle, I'm so sorry to cut you off, but I'm so sorry. The show's over. This was great. It went fast. John, thank you so much. Michelle, thank you for coming on.
Thank
I appreciate you.
You
guys. Have a wonderful day.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.